Вариант 3. Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. May I watch what you're doing?
Sure. You dig a hole, put in the seed, cover it with dirt, and then water it.
And when will you get the result?
No sooner than in July. Then you'll see it blossom. I hope it will be beautiful.
Dialogue B.
Are you going to watch a movie tonight?
No. I think I'll watch the soccer game and then the documentary about volcanoes.
By the way, Tom called yesterday. He's arranging a picnic next Sunday.
Let's talk it over a bit later, but the idea is good.
Dialogue C. Do you sell jogging shoes, madam?
Yes, we do. They are special price, $19 a pair or two pairs for $35.
Great. That's a bargain. My father and I wear the same size.
Well, take a seat here and I'll give you a pair to try on.
Dialogue D. What do you think? Am I okay?
Well, there is a minor stomach problem. I'd like to do some tests.
How soon will I get the results?
They'll be ready before you leave the office. And here's a medicine I believe will help you.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. May I watch what you're doing?
Sure. You dig a hole, put in the seed, cover it with dirt, and then water it.
And when will you get the result?
No sooner than in July. Then you'll see it blossom. I hope it will be beautiful.
Dialogue B.
Are you going to watch a movie tonight?
No. I think I'll watch the soccer game and then the documentary about volcanoes.
By the way, Tom called yesterday. He's arranging a picnic next Sunday.
Let's talk it over a bit later, but the idea is good.
Dialogue C. Do you sell jogging shoes, madam?
Yes, we do. They are special price, $19 a pair or two pairs for $35.
Great. That's a bargain. My father and I wear the same size.
Well, take a seat here and I'll give you a pair to try on.
Dialogue D. What do you think? Am I okay?
Well, there is a minor stomach problem. I'd like to do some tests.
How soon will I get the results?
They'll be ready before you leave the office. And here's a medicine I believe will help you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A. The British like forming queues. They queue up when waiting for a bus, theatre tickets, in shops. They don't like it when a person gets on a bus without waiting his turn. The British may get really annoyed with queue jumpers, people who don't wait their turn in the queue. B.
The British, especially the English, are more reserved than the people of many other countries. They don't like to show their emotions. They usually don't easily get into conversation with strangers. They don't like personal questions, for example, how much money they earn or about their family life. They take more time to make friends. They would like to know you better before they ask you home. So, don't be upset if your English friends don't invite you home.
C. These days, most people in Britain do not wear very formal clothes. Of course, when they are on duty, they have to obey certain rules. You cannot imagine a bank employee without a suit or a tie. But when he is no longer at work, he can put on an old sweater and jeans, sometimes with holes in them. D.
In recent years, smoking has received a lot of bad publicity, and fewer people now smoke. There is no more smoking on the London Underground, in cinemas and theatres and most buses. Many companies have banned smoking from their offices and canteens. And non-smokers can be rude to smokers who break the rule and smoke in public places.
E. In some countries, it is considered bad manners to eat in the street. In Britain, it is quite common to see people having a snack while walking down the road, especially at lunchtime. Nobody pays attention to it, as it seems quite natural. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A. The British like forming queues. They queue up when waiting for a bus, theatre tickets, in shops. They don't like it when a person gets on a bus without waiting his turn. The British may get really annoyed with queue jumpers, people who don't wait their turn in the queue. B.
The British, especially the English, are more reserved than the people of many other countries. They don't like to show their emotions. They usually don't easily get into conversation with strangers. They don't like personal questions. For example, how much money they earn or about their family life. They take more time to make friends. They would like to know you better before they ask you home. So, don't be upset if your English friends don't invite you home.
C. These days, most people in Britain do not wear very formal clothes. Of course, when they are on duty, they have to obey certain rules. You cannot imagine a bank employee without a suit or a tie. But when he is no longer at work, he can put on an old sweater and jeans, sometimes with holes in them. D.
In recent years, smoking has received a lot of bad publicity, and fewer people now smoke. There is no more smoking on the London Underground, in cinemas and theatres and most buses. Many companies have banned smoking from their offices and canteens. And non-smokers can be rude to smokers who break the rule and smoke in public places.
E. In some countries, it is considered bad manners to eat in the street. In Britain, it is quite common to see people having a snack while walking down the road, especially at lunchtime. Nobody pays attention to it, as it seems quite natural. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Any plans for Saturday, Kate? I'm going for a walk in the hills with a few friends. Would you like to join us?
Well, thank you, but I'm going to my aunt's for the weekend. She's really nice, and I always have a good time with my cousins, so I think it'll be great.
Of course. Well, as for me, I can't wait for Saturday. I had to spend last week in writing a report for my science lesson. My teacher wanted to have it ready on Monday. I'm glad I don't have to do anything like that this weekend.
Oh, working on weekends is no fun, is it? I've got a bit of work in literature to do, but it should only take an hour. So what are you doing after the walk?
Well, the new rock band are here, did you know? They're playing at the Apollo Theater.
But it's very difficult to get tickets, isn't it? Have you got yours?
Not yet. Now I think of it, it may be too late.
Why don't you go to the cinema instead? There's a great thriller on at the Odeon. Mystery at Sea. I saw it last week.
Yes, I heard about it. The cinema is not my idea of fun, really. Sooner or later, you can see most good films on TV.
That's true. So, anything for Sunday?
I think I'll play tennis. What about your next Saturday?
I'd like to go surfing. I usually avoid sport at weekends. I think I'm a bit lazy, but I tried surfing when I was on holiday last year. And I really enjoyed it.
If you want, I could come surfing with you.
Oh no, I'm only a beginner. You'll be bored.
I'm not that good myself. I need a lot of practice.
Really? Okay, then.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Any plans for Saturday, Kate? I'm going for a walk in the hills with a few friends. Would you like to join us?
Well, thank you, but I'm going to my aunt's for the weekend. She is really nice, and I always have a good time with my cousins, so I think it'll be great.
Of course. Well, as for me, I can't wait for Saturday. I had to spend last week in writing a report for my science lesson. My teacher wanted to have it ready on Monday. I'm glad I don't have to do anything like that this weekend.
Oh, working on weekends is no fun, is it? I've got a bit of work in literature to do, but it should only take an hour. So what are you doing after the walk?
Well, the new rock band are here, did you know? They're playing at the Apollo Theater.
But it's very difficult to get tickets, isn't it? Have you got yours?
Not yet. Now I think of it, it may be too late.
Why don't you go to the cinema instead? There's a great thriller on at the Odeon. Mystery at Sea. I saw it last week.
Yes, I heard about it. The cinema is not my idea of fun, really. Sooner or later, you can see most good films on TV.
That's true. So, anything for Sunday?
I think I'll play tennis. What about your next Saturday?
I'd like to go surfing. I usually avoid sport at weekends. I think I'm a bit lazy, but I tried surfing when I was on holiday last year. And I really enjoyed it.
If you want, I could come surfing with you.
Oh no, I'm only a beginner. You'll be bored.
I'm not that good myself. I need a lot of practice.
Really? Okay, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.